like from the start of the game, we were really up for it, and we applied that intensity on the game, which they sort of struggled to deal with in the first half, and I thought we were really on top. And then second half, they came at us a bit more, and there was a bit of space to really counterattack them. And I thought that we did that well in the second half.
It really was the perfect response, wasn't it, tonight, to the disappointment of Saturday, to put that behind you and come and beat the league leaders here this evening?
Yeah, like Saturday, they were there for the taking, and we dropped 2 points, like conceding the 96th minute, and we just really didn't defend well enough. Like, we were in yesterday and like had a look at the goals. I think we sort of put it right tonight. We defended quite well, and we're solid at the back, but we just need to keep building on that now, and it's a big win for us, and we can hopefully build another little run.
To be the first side not just to take points off of Forest Green this season, but to actually beat them, that's got to give you great momentum now going into the next few games.
Yeah, we just got to carry it into Saturday, like another big game Saturday, and then another one on Tuesday. Like, the games are coming like thick and fast, as you say, and yeah, like, we just need to carry like good momentum into these games and keep building.
Second goal of the season for you, second goal for the club since you arrived a few weeks ago. It sort of ping-ponged around the box, and then suddenly you were there at the back stick, and you smashed it into the roof of the net.
Yeah, I just just kept running, and like, I was hoping it'd fall to me, but sort of took a deflection at the back, and I've just sort of stretched for it and got a good connection on the ball and got it into the net.
Were there a few hearts and mouths towards the end, Jimmy, when they got that goal back to make it 2-1, and then another 5 minutes of stoppage time? Not quite the 8 we had at Guiseley on Saturday, but another 5 minutes where you had to hang on.
Yeah, like we were playing quite well and had a 2-goal cushion, but then they scored, and that happens in games. And you really, like, you got to deal if you're expecting to win games like this. You got to like grind out results, and that, like, that's part and parcel of the game, really. You just gotta like get on top and sort of see out results when you're in that position, and that's something we didn't do on Saturday, but we did well tonight, and hopefully, like, we've learned from that and we can really build on it.
I guess tonight there was not a lot of motivation needed, was there? Firstly, to bounce back from the disappointment of last Saturday, secondly to try and get one over on the league leaders.
Yeah, that's it. Like, we knew they weren't unbeatable. They'd won 9 games, but like, we know how good we are, and we can play good football and like good attacking football, and that's what we did tonight. And I think, like, just keep building on it. Like, they're the league leaders, they won 9 out of 9, and just shows what we're capable of. So just gotta keep doing it, keep pushing.
Are you enjoying it down here at Woking, Jimmy? Does it suit your style of play?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Like, just playing great bunch of lads and that, and like, we play with a lot of energy and intensity going forward, which is always like nice to play in. Like, you don't want to be in a team that's slumping all the time, but like, we do try and get down and play. I think like, we did that well tonight, and we just need to keep building, keep playing.